the 18th, 318th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, almost Arcata City Manager, Karen. Hey, you like that one? Instead of interim?
I'm going to try to hold that title for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow I think the believability factor is going to fade in about 2 weeks. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about, Karen's established a budget task force, so we'll kick around some of the challenges that those folks that choose to answer the bell will be dealing with. And also we'll get an update on some of the different projects that are going on throughout the city. This isn't typically the time of the year when you anticipate a lot of projects being done, but I bet you that there's a couple little surprises all when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our
good
preschool
afternoon,
and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president
time.
Of St. Bernard's Catholic School.
We're back
St. Bernard's
to
Early Childhood Education Center,
Deemer,
license number 12542277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
This was 1968.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School,
or
making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Quote, creative minds always have been known to survive any kind of bad training. So what are folks going to experience when they come into Arcata City Hall in 2 weeks? Do you have anything on your list? I've always wanted to, and I think maybe we ought, anything like that that's just going to be kind of like your touch on the building?
I don't think they're going to see any big changes on the building. We have, prior to me stepping in December 1st, I have already instituted an all-employee survey. So I'm starting to get feedback on employees on a number of different things, from revenue-generating ideas to expenditure cuts that we could make to try to balance the budget, to if they could change one thing about the city, what would that be? So you get some interesting answers to a question like that.
Some of them are usable?
And a lot of them are usable.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I've gotten about 35% of the employee group to return surveys.
Well, that's not too shabby.
And definitely, I think, representative of every level and of staff that we have in the city. And yeah, we're getting, and a lot of them wrote multiple pages. So I've read through
really?
All of them
took
twice
that effort.
Now. They did.
Very
so it's
cool.
been really impressive. So we have a lot of changes. I'm breaking them out. I'm working on an organizational structure for the city that I hope will lean our overall personnel costs. So we're at a point.
Kind of moving people around or moving people out?
Moving people around. We have 7 vacancies currently in the city, including my old position. And we've got, kind of 2.
I know somebody who knows a little bit how to do it.
Yeah.
She may not have a heck of a lot of time to do it, however.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to find someone. But but before we start filling some of these positions, the city had very healthy reserves going into the economic downturn. And so we had the ability to meet with the council and the community each year and discuss whether or not we wanted to utilize some of those reserves to keep our service level steady or not. And so for several years, we have dipped into those reserves to balance our general fund. And while we continue to have a healthy balance, we are at a point where we're not going to be able to dip into those reserves in the coming years. And
do you think that's going to come, not that you're dipping or not dipping, but the impact of not being able to dip will come as a bit of a shock once some of those cuts come into place? Or do you think folks have been waiting kind of for the other shoe to fall, so to speak?
Yeah, I think what happens is we start to see the recession end and we start to see the economy turn up and the news is reporting, good quarterly earnings and, Wall Street's starting to look good. And what we fail to realize that on the North Coast, it takes a lot longer for, I think, historically, us to come out of periods of recession.
Somebody had told me one time, and it'll be interesting. I've only been following it now for a couple of years, so don't have that sense yet, is that when the stock market is up, it's up for one or two reasons. Either business is robust or you have a shot at getting a return. So you got to look at like the muni bonds and T-bills and things like that, just even simple CDs. What is the rate of return there? What, like 0.5% or some goofy thing? So it's almost a reflection of not healthy because there's no other options. So we could either hold on to it or put it into some of these things, let it sit there for a while, and then bring it out and put it into tax-free instruments. Again, haven't seen that robust economy part yet, so I can't track that and to get a better sense for myself. But I thought, yeah, that's kind of an intriguing thing, that the stock market isn't necessarily always a positive. And when it goes down, that may not always be a negative.
Not always be a negative, yeah. But there are a lot of sectors that I think are doing a lot better, certainly than they were in 2009, 2010. And so I think if there's any shock that comes from changes and tightening of the belt that we have to do in our budget, it's that when you see these economic indicators out there that things are doing better, and yet I've got to come in and say, I know things might look like they're doing better, but we still need to live within our means. And that it was a very important theme that I heard from the council as we went through the interview process for the position. It's an important theme I've heard from the staff at all levels, that they too want to live within our means. We don't want to overspend. And in fact, we have not been overspending. We've been making conscious choices to utilize reserves to buffer a period of time. But it's time for us to take a look at that and really make sure that we've trimmed where we need to. So there's two sides of that. There's the side from the employee looking at organizational structure, and then there's the public input side of that. So the council is right now establishing a budget task force. So we have four vacancies for residents of Arcata to apply for, to share in the prioritization of public services and how we will prioritize our general fund budget moving forward. And the deadline for those applications is November 30th, and people can find applications on our website at cityofarcata.org. And the budget task force will spend a very intensive period of time starting in, you know, about December 8th and moving through, I would say, the end of March before they will have a report that they give to the council with some recommendations on how we make sure that our expenses and our revenues match in the general fund for our 2015-16 budget.
Four folks from the community or four positions, are they going to be melded together with electeds and appointeds from the city, or are you just putting together a group of four?
There will be a group of seven. So in addition to the four public members appointed by the city council, there will be one from each of the city's employee union representation. So we have the Arcata Police Association that will have a representation, and then our, sometimes they're called miscellaneous employees. That's a bad word to use, though. The rest of our very important labor pool is managed or represented by operating engineers, Local 3. So we'll have a member of each of those represented bargaining units, and then one representative of sort of management, mid-management.
It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Karen Diemer. Karen, the concept of a—I guess I kind of went a little abrupt on that one, didn't I? The concept of a budget task force, I know, is something that seems to be being embraced by a lot of folks. I mean, let's get some folks from outside. Let's build up a little bit of community positive sense or positive feeling, some inertia here. They see what's going on, kind of like not a grand jury concept, but, you know, people that don't necessarily have access to grind. Okay, and they're just kind of there trying to figure out how to help make their community a little bit better, a little bit more financially sound. Are you going to task this group with specific goals, or are you just kind of let them be there and the department heads have to run the gauntlet and then they have to come up with a report and then agree on it and then somebody draws a short straw and presents in front of the city council?
Yeah. No, we have set some budget goals for the task force. what the indices show at this point, and our finance director will be leading through, you know, just a, unfortunately, a very voluminous amount of data. But
the, yeah, wheelbarrows.
Yeah, but yeah. In a nutshell, based on existing trends of expenses, existing trends of revenues coming in, our shortfall for next year is estimated at a little over $640,000. So that's a hard number that they'll be working with. We will have this department organizational structure review that's happening at the same time. So if we can garner some savings from that process, those will feed into the budget task force work. And then they really will be responsible for coming up with the remainder balance, recommendations that specifically give the council some ideas of how they could garner the remaining of those savings. And then looking out the following year, those trends get a little worse for us at about $715,000. So they're going to be looking at trending and how do they make cuts this year that will at least carry out for 3 to 5.
Let's call it 6.25 or 6.5.
I mean, yeah.
Is that a significant percentage? I know it's a significant dollar amount. What does that mean percentage-wise?
Our general fund is about $15 million. So it's roughly 6%, probably right about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not the entire budget. That's just the area that you've got.
That's just the general fund
influence
portion.
On, yeah.
So, yeah.
You had mentioned that you're 7 bodies down.
Yeah, we.
Low-hanging fruit would dictate, well, how many of those need to be replaced? Then you choose whatever the number is. Is that enough to start making that dent, or are you looking at trying to keep the organization intact and then figuring out how to be able to manipulate it from that point?
Yeah. What we've always said is we don't want departments to be afraid of staff taking a better opportunity or moving up in the organization or moving out of the organization or retiring from the organization and being afraid that that position is going to be the one that's frozen and eliminated. So what we're trying to do is recognize that we have a pretty unique situation right now with 7 vacancies throughout our organization. We have, I guess, 126 positions total, so 7 is fairly significant for us. We also have, I think I can count at least 5 other pending retirements within the next 12 months. So what I'm tasking myself...
And this was happening prior to the announcement...
Just before, just yeah. After? Is that really relevant, Brian?
It's a little fuzzy there, yeah.
So we've been tasked to really look at what is the most streamlined but still efficient organizational structure that provides the most services that we can to the community. Let's create those positions, and then let's figure out how can we start refilling. Do we need to move people? Do we need to start to cross-train people to be able to do something different? And let's give ourselves, you know, a 6 to 36-month window with which really to make this entire transition. So we've got an end goal. This is what the structure should look like. And if we don't get there within the first 6 months, you know, maybe we get most of the way within 18 and we see the budget savings at each step along the way.
A lot of folks will look at the cost savings or cost containment or whatever, you know, the cute phrase is of the moment. But yet when you talk to most of the senior management, oh, we're down to bone. And that's the mantra. Okay. Has the city ever looked at what does it take to increase the pie?
Yes,
it still
absolutely.
Stuns me that when Isaacson was purchased mm-hmm. by Opie's, or Sackey's was, and Isaacson shut down, mm-hmm. nobody shed a tear. And I'm thinking,
well, we did.
Oh, how can you do that?
No,
you
know, I know.
For folks that are unfamiliar, automotive is the number one producing sales tax revenue
yeah.
as a niche that exists in California as soon as they did the switch-o change-o.
And we negotiated a multi-year pay down so that at least we had some sales tax sharing for I think it was a 5-year period. So that wasn't such a huge shock to our system because that was a huge sales tax revenue for the city of Arcata when that closed. And I keep thinking, how do we attract like a, you know, alternative vehicle, a plug-in electric vehicle?
How about a like a motorcycle or a used car, something that would be
something.
Kid?
Yeah.
I mean student
yeah.
type.
And there have been some changes in the tax law that at least if you purchase a car anywhere and you live in the city of Arcata, the special taxes, sales tax that are approved by the city of Arcata voters, we do receive that even on automobiles, large boats. I mean, there's you know certain kind of luxury vehicles that we get. that
sales tax. I bet you that large boat category is really producing a lot of money.
Well, a little bit. You'd be surprised. There's a lot more recreational fishing here than I've ever seen.
Okay, now fishing boats, now we're talking. I was thinking more of the ski boat kind of thing. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Karen Diemer. Yeah, stirring it up during the commercial break. So you got a budget task force that's coming into play, and you got a couple of changes that are going on. Were there any surprises as you're kind of ramping up for a week from Monday about the job or anything that you kind of went, oh, I didn't realize that was going on or that this was going to have to be taken care of?
No, I haven't had any big surprises yet, although I'm still holding out that there might be a couple of things in the closets that I, you know, haven't entered into before.
But there have to be a couple gotchas.
Yeah. But I wasn't hired to be a huge change agent in the city. And I think what the council heard, and they did a lot of inquiry to the community and to staff and to consultants. I mean, they talked to a lot of people in the development of their search for a city manager. And I think for the most part, what they heard is we like overall the slow progress that Arcata is making, and we want to see that continue. And we're not looking for somebody to come in and, you know, upset the apple cart completely and try something a whole new way, because for the most part...
You mean everybody was paying attention to what Eureka did with Panos?
We've all struggled.
See, I'll shorten your story down just a little bit. Yeah, bring it into focus.
We're not on break anymore.
No. Well, you guys, it seems to me that Arcata has got a lot of areas that are potential. Potential for light industrial, potential for manufacturing, potential for, and not that it, the stuff in the old mill site that I just completely forgot it, by Valley West, it is the
Alder Grove Industrial Area.
Thank you very much.
West End Road.
Yeah, that couldn't be replicated like where Beaver Lumber is. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other of the old mill sites that are there, and they kind of, they got some cement down or some asphalt, so you're not having to, till new soil and all that kind of stuff, that are kind of positioned either to the highway or when the rail line becomes functional. You're right there. Is it too early to start looking at that kind of stuff as you're looking at reductions and cutbacks? I mean, because that's pretty big numbers, I would think, to take a bite out of those apples.
Yeah, and economic development has to be part of our strategy. You know, we're looking at tightening the belt for a few years, and then we need to be looking at 3 to 5 year economic development strategies to bring in additional revenue. We are actively working on all of the properties along West End Road. And some of those were caught up in the dissolution of a redevelopment agency. So as we start to pull those out of that process, then they will be marketed and sold. We're also still working to clear property, what we call the old Little Lakes industry, just south of Samoa. That also is kind of under lock and key until we get through dissolution of redevelopment. So some of those properties are probably going to be tied up for at least another 18 months.
Are there brownfields that still exist, or are these clean and it's a different story?
There are sites that have been, some of them have been historic brownfields, and they have been cleaned up, and they are ready for that planning process and to start to be developed. And we should be able to clear them and start to get them out onto the market, or start to get them out into a planning process to see what's going to be the most successful development for that. Sometimes these huge tracts of land are just too much for especially our local developers to bite off. So the city comes in and creates more affordable parcels for multiple developers to share in an area.
So you cut them up a little bit, or at least allow the property lines to be adjusted.
But we've still seen a lot of success. We've got, Wing Inflatables that has been growing their industry. We've got Desserts on Us that's been growing their industry in that area. know, we have a lot of niche manufacturing that has been growing at a tremendous rate in Arcata, certainly in the food sector, but a lot of our other small industries, we've seen a lot of growth. And so we've got that trend as well, but we just need to make sure that, you know, the lines cross at the right point.
What's the status of the recycling center?
You can't duck low enough. Actually, there's good news on processing our recyclables. Humboldt Waste Management Authority, you know, our regional entity for solid waste and recycling, has just sent out to us. Their board has approved a timeline for a request for proposals. And so we are going to start as a staff team working on getting those RFPs out and looking at a way to encourage, at least through that RFP process, a local processing facility. So
to harvest goodies out of the garbage stream?
Well,
Are you talking about the glass and going back into that?
To process the recyclables that we're picking up at the curb. So we are, you know, still at this point, I mean, our materials, our recyclable materials are always, for the most part, going to be hauled out of Humboldt County to final processing and manufacturing outside of Humboldt County area. All of our contracts have always allowed for us to pull any recyclable stream out that we want. So if Fire and Light needs glass, we've always had the ability to pull that out. If we had somebody that wanted all the plastic, you know, green plastic 7-Up bottles, we've always had the ability to pull all of those out. But ultimately, they get right now sent down to Willits. They get sorted and then baled and then sent out to processing. So the intent has been to bring that part of the processing back to a local area. So hopefully we have a little less transportation cost in sending everything out because things are more condensed. And then we have the local jobs in that market to be able to do the work.
Last time we were talking, we talked about phrase? Waste stream management? Is that close?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And you were in the preliminary stages of discussing having additional recycling options in the city. Is that kind of progressing?
Yeah, the council did approve. We're moving to what we call mixed recyclables. So the city had these kind of large dual stream carts, we call them. They were two streams, so they were divided in the center, and you put your cans and bottles on one side and then all of your paper and cardboard on the other.
It's like the blue ones?
With a big divider in
them.
Yeah. So the dividers are going to come out. New lids are going to go on. You're going to be able to mix all of your recyclables together because these new, what are called sorting facilities, can handle and create, you know, cleaner streams of recyclables through their processing than they could 10 years ago. So the council approved that kind of streamline and recycling, and then they approved bulky waste pickup. So I think we talked about that. We were at the end of the HSU semester, and it tends to be a time that mysteriously
Sofa
a lot
City,
of,
yes.
So we have included at least two bulky item pickups every year for every residential household. So if you've got an old couch and you don't know how to get rid of it, you can put it out on the curb, call Arcata Garbage, and they'll come and pick it up. And
also, it's not like two prescribed
days.
Weeks.
No, you can call
year.
Whenever you need it, and each customer.
What a hassle to keep that track.
I think they feel like it's going to be a pretty easy process.
So they're
They've
just
got
doing
everyone's
it,
account, and everyone needs. You know, everyone no. really does. For
I would think
for
like the week going residence. Into Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Okay.
It's
all
like
the kids.
Everyone
are
puts it out. Yeah.
Boom, and then something. Yeah.
I think having a little bit at a time will give them the ability to look, okay, can we get that into recyclable market as opposed to just being overloaded with everything at once and then most of it ends up in the landfill. This way we can say, okay, we've got a lot of metal. This can go to scrap and salvage. We've got, you know, this couch actually looks like it's in really good shape, and I think I know a thrift store that would take it. And so there's going to be
post-fumigation.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, hits 344.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:48. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Karen Deemer. So you're taking over the ship for real on the 1st. What are you looking at as the first thing you want to kind of do?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I think first thing I want to do, my first priority really is to balance our budget. I think that's what's going to let me sleep at night. We've got a lot of fun projects coming up, so it's going to be fun to watch some of those unfold. You know, we're changing out every street light in the city of Arcata to LED in the next couple of months. So it's about 660 of them, 670 street lights that we're changing out.
Fun.
Well, it's one of those projects that you can do with a little bit of rain.
This
has
got to come from government school. I can't. Fun. How much is that going to save?
We should be saving about $25,000 a year.
That's so fun.
That's fun. And it'll take us about 7.5 years to pay it back. And then that's, you know, real savings for the city, in addition, obviously, to energy savings. We also have a request for proposals out right now. I think I was on your show once in the last 6 months. We were talking about some pretty large water and sewer increases that we were sharing with our community. And so we are rolling out our request for proposals for consulting firms to come in and look at our wastewater treatment plant reconfiguration. So that is the largest chunk of those increases in our rates. So it'll be fun to get somebody on board to start really working on those changes. I know none of this seems fun to Brian.
No, you're underlining and trying to italicize. That'll be fun. Well,
right,
I'm sure
so
we're going to.
Fun. We've got the holiday craft market coming up.
There you go.
13th.
Fun. Well, I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about a lot of this stuff. So hopefully in 2 weeks you'll be having more fun.
Always in Arcata. Thanks, Brian.
Enjoy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you'll be at least eating to contentment. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.